Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Monday, March 18th, here's what people are talking about. BSU, dancing but a smaller floor. The gymnastics team is numero uno. We're talking about weather, hard freeze this morning and again tomorrow. Tomorrow in Muncie, a Meet the Candidates event. Wapahani is still in it to win it and still missing in Muncie. Good morning, I'm Steve Lindell. It's 8:06 Eastern Time, Monday, March the 18th. Let's lead off with the weather. It has suddenly become not stormy, but cold. Watch out for those plants in your backyard that may have started to come up already.
Good morning. Colder air is digging into much of the eastern part of the country this morning. We'll have a few flurries or snow showers around. It'll be much colder and mostly cloudy. Wind chills in the teens and 20s today with a high of only 36. Cloudy this evening, then clouds decrease after midnight. Wind chills will be into the teens after midnight, low of 27. And then for tomorrow, we do jump back to 52, but with winds gusting to 40 miles an hour on Tuesday. It'll be mostly sunny. And the morning wind chills will still be in the teens and 20s. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low 34. Couple of nice days, but just cold. 45 Wednesday, 42 on Thursday. Our next real shower chance comes Friday.
WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet there with our update. Power update next item. Everybody is back on. AEP shows no power outages active in East Central Indiana. They have been working very diligently over the weekend, and you'll hear in our local news summary in just a moment, there were a lot of good-hearted souls coming out to help in Selma area and Winchester and others as well. We'll get to that in a moment. Next item here, as we have been reporting since February 4th, when the alert was issued, still missing from Muncie, Ella Saylor. Apparently, the family spoke to Newslink Indiana on the 14th, for four days ago. And what the family is suggesting here is that social media posts might help. That is to say that sharing her photos on social media to get her face out there would help. They've created a Facebook page since her disappearance. I don't have that URL in front of me, but if you're on Facebook, you could probably search Ella, E-L-L-A, Saylor is S-A-Y-L-O-R, Ella Saylor. Still missing from Muncie, Indiana. Please call the police, 747-4838 or 911. The other nugget here that I was not aware of that Newslink Indiana reported on, according to a story they did in September of 2020, Saylor, the missing girl, had lived in 18 different homes by the time she was 11 years old. She is now 15 and still missing for over a month now, and we certainly hope there is an eventual better outcome to that story. Next item at 8:09 before our news summary is Ball State. Let's go with the good first. Well, the better first. Ball State Gymnastics, number one top dog, numero uno of the Mid-American Conference. Again, ho-hum. The second consecutive conference regular season championship after a senior day win yesterday over Eastern Michigan. Next up is the MAC Championships right here in Muncie at Worthen Arena. Action begins at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets available, ballstatesports.com/gymnastics tickets. And we'll have some gymnasts on with us tomorrow morning. We'll cover that in just a little while. 8:10 a.m., our news summary is up now. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana today and now on WMUN.
This is what Selma, Indiana needed.
What an absolute storybook finish. And like I said, it had to be Isaac Andrews in that overtime. It was just meant to be. From what this community's gone through the last few days, this team has rallied this community once again, and what an unbelievable night.
Rob Fisher from the Blake FM broadcast as the Wapahani Raiders head to the state finals a week from this Saturday. Seeing your property get damaged by severe storms can be hard enough, but John Herrick reports on what you can do if you're dealing with storm damage.
The Indiana Department of Homeland Security says if you live in Randolph or Jefferson counties where there was quite a bit of storm damage from tornadoes on Thursday, then you can dial 211 to report it, or you can do so at the Indiana 211 website. The department says doing this allows them to get the proper damage estimates, but you should only do this if you live in one of those two counties. If you live in another county that had some damage, then you should reach out to your emergency manager, and you'll also want to talk to your insurance company. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
As the days pass, the stories continue to come out. In this one, the fast reaction from Selma Fire Chief Randy Reed.
We actually witnessed the tornado. I just happened to be at Wapahani, myself and my deputy chief, and we walked out and seen the funnel cloud in the sky and started racing towards Selma. And within 2 to 3 minutes, we were on site, and people were just starting to come out of their houses and start trying to get to safety as we were arriving, and just the mass chaos of people being scared and people not understanding what just happened. That's a lot on people.
He was on scene talking on Friday's Delaware County Today radio show, with recovery efforts at that point just getting underway. Indy Metro Police investigating after one person was killed and five others were hurt in a shooting at a Broad Ripple bar.
Officers say they heard shots coming from land sharks early Saturday morning. There, they found five people who had been shot. One ultimately died from his injuries. They also learned that a sixth person had been shot and had already gone to the hospital. At this time, it is not clear what led to the incident. If you know anything about this, please call the IMPD Homicide Office. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Hoosier history today. In 1845, Johnny Ive Appleseed died in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 70 years old. The American pioneer nurseryman introduced apple trees to several states, including Indiana. He says you shouldn't be surprised. Harrison Silcox explains.
Mike Pence, your former governor and former VP, says he won't support his former boss.
I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign.
Talking to Fox News Friday, Pence says Trump has flip-flopped on a lot of his policies and his agendas, now at odds with the conservative agenda they worked on in the White House. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
In November, BSU President Jeffrey Mearns was playing ping pong at his house and was severely injured.
My left foot, instead of going forward, was at a 90-degree angle to the outside, so it was a pretty good injury.
What's the progress?
The recovery and rehabilitation is going well. I'm not yet at 100%, but I can walk with very little discomfort, or the swelling continues to subside.
He told me on WMUN, the docs say it'll be 3 to 5 more months before he feels normal.
But I'm getting around. I went for a walk this morning with the dog. People have been very, very supportive and very encouraging, and I appreciate you asking, and I appreciate everyone's support.
I'm Peter Killeen. Court documents reveal a Muncie woman accused of shoplifting fled from police before her friend could get in the car, backing over the other woman and leaving her behind. Fox 59 reporting 28-year-old Paige Wormer is arrested on charges of theft, along with a misdemeanor count of criminal recklessness.
She told Richmond cops that she was sick of her daughter coming home upset.
So she took matters into her own hands. I'm Ryan Hedrick. Tiffany Stubbs is charged with attacking kids who were bullying her daughter. Court documents say Stubbs showed up at a school last month and grabbed a kid and put them in a headlock. She then directed her anger towards a member of the school staff. The kids that she's accused of attacking are 11 and 12 years old. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
The weekend wasn't all about basketball. Saturday, the Special Olympics Indiana hosted the 7th annual Champions Together Unified Bowling State Tournament. We're told it was a 6th-place finish for Muncie Central's team. If everything went as planned over the weekend, Randolph County went from red down to yellow travel advisory at noon yesterday as Winchester and surrounding areas continue to work cleaning up after that EF3 tornado. Fox 59 had that from a Randolph County Sheriff's Department Facebook post. A last-second layup could have made a different ending, but this is the last play for Delta Saturday night.
So Delta's going to have a length of the floor heave. It's Hood catch, fire, one-handed, and no good. And South Bend St. Joe wins the 3A North semi-state championship. 44-41 is the final.
Mark Forster on WMUN as the Eagles' season ends in triple overtime. Liberty Christian lost in their championship game, but Wapahani wins and heads to Indy 1 week from this Saturday. Lawmakers are playing the waiting game in D.C. when it comes to a bill that would ban TikTok.
The House passed the bill, but it has an uncertain future in the Senate. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana says that the Senate needs to pass the bill as soon as possible.
And let's not kid ourselves. Communist Party has full control of any company that is going to be registered and doing business in China.
Talking to Fox Business, she says that makes TikTok a national security threat. She's among those who believe that China uses the app to spy on Americans. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Shots fired in Fishers late Saturday night. WTHR says one person is dead and several others detained after a shooting near Cumberland Road and East 141st Street. Later this month, you'll be able to attend a dedication ceremony for a state historical marker in Chesterfield. Sasha Nixon has that.
The marker will recognize Camp Chesterfield, as well as women in the spiritualist movement in the 1800s and 1900s. This camp helped women gather and discuss political and social issues before they were allowed to vote. Spiritualism in the U.S. was somewhat inspired by the Civil War, as thousands of families dealt with losing loved ones, and some then tried to reach the spirits of the dead. The event will start at 5 p.m. on Saturday, March 30th at Camp Chesterfield. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Thursday, April 4th from 6 to 8 p.m., meet the candidates for the 5th Congressional District. WMUN News Radio will broadcast the event live, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, as well as our stations in Anderson. Fox 59 provides live video streaming as well, all live from the Anderson High School Auditorium. The League of Women Voters of Muncie, Delaware County, Anderson, Hamilton County, and Howard County are all sponsoring. As of Saturday afternoon, 5 candidates are confirmed, 2 are tentative, and 4 had not yet responded. And still to come this hour, there is a candidate forum way sooner than the one I just mentioned in the news summary. I'll talk about that directly next. And then closer to 8:30, tomorrow begins a farming tradition that is connected to your community in Muncie, Delaware County. That's next on WMUN.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Fed's new FedNow system is all about surveillance and control. Secure your assets today with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I recommend diversifying your retirement into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Do this right now. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free info kit from Birch Gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Messaging.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
People are talking about Ball State's women getting ripped off. I'm paraphrasing. Stand by that story coming up. The picture the Daily News has of Brady Salee is priceless. He's holding his head with two hands. We'll get to that in just a second. As we told you right before the break, we have a candidate forum that WMUN and the League of Women Voters, well, of surrounding counties, including Muncie, Delaware County, will do for Congressional District Number 5. That'll be Thursday, April 4 from 6 until 8 p.m. There is, as I told you, a candidate forum sooner than that. It's tomorrow, the 19th. From 6:30 to 7:30 at the Maring Hunt Library in Muncie. Peggy Lewis sent me this note. This is a nonpartisan event open to all. All candidates will have a chance to answer all questions. Audience members have the opportunity to ask questions as time allows. It is moderated and timed to give all equal opportunities to speak. It will be streamed live also on the Muncie Resists Facebook page. We may have some coverage for that as we are looking into sending and deploying a reporter on that. We hope to have that for you on Wednesday morning's program, any highlights from that event. If you're wondering who has been invited to that one, I would say everyone, meaning the candidates list here. I just lost it, for heaven's sakes. It was right in front of me. Stand by. Let me pull it up here. I can't find it. I'll get to it in a second before the end of the hour. Promise. Again, that's March the 19th candidate forum starting at 6:30 in person at the Maring Hunt Library as hosted by the group Muncie Resists. Their Facebook page, they say, will have live streaming if you can't attend in person. 8:23. Okay, so let's get into the Ball State basketball situation. I don't think it's any surprise the Ball State men are not dancing, as it were, hoping for better times and seasons to come. The Ball State women, it's no surprise, had an incredible season. 28-5 is just an unbelievable great record. The Mac tourney did not end the way they wanted to. If you're just coming back into town and you wondered, hey, what happened on that Friday game? The Ball State Cardinals lost live on WMUN in that middle of the afternoon broadcast. Brady Salee, head coach for the Ball State women, seemed to say they just didn't have it that day. The Ball State women lost and now have lost the NCAA chance. Last night or yesterday afternoon was Selection Sunday, and the NCAA men's and women's brackets were filled out. The Ball State Cardinals did not get an invite to that one. I say that one because they did get an invite to the new tournament created by the NCAA
And that will start at home in Muncie, Indiana, Thursday. Thursday afternoon is when the Ball State women will host the brand new Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament. The Cardinals are a 4 seed in that one in the 32-team field and will host Belmont Thursday at Worthen Arena here on campus, Ball State, and everyone, of course, invited to make some noise for the Cards. The McTidrow from Learfield Sports literally just sent a note within the past 15 minutes making sure that our broadcast coverage plans are set and ready for that. Absolutely, Mick. I know you're a frequent listener of the radio station, and we will have that broadcast from Learfield Sports. The game time has not been announced as of this moment. I suspect that later on today that will happen. The NCAA announced last July the creation of what's called the WBIT, and the event will be played March 21, first-round games, March 24, second-round games, and March 28, the quarterfinal games, with the highest-seeded teams hosting at campus sites, and that's indeed what Ball State is for the Thursday home game. The semifinal and final games for this tournament, the WBIT, will be played at Butler University's historic Hinkle Field House in Indianapolis, April 1 and 3. All BSU games of the WBIT will be on WMUN. That's a lot of letters. And all the tourney games, I am told, are broadcast on the platforms of the ESPN, various channels, and so on and so forth. Back to the picture. I can't really show you on the radio, but the Brady Salee is photographed there. I think this is the Daily News. I can't read. The writing is too small on the piece of paper. Yep, Daily News. And this is the photograph of the coach talking to the media right after the March 15th game against Kent. And he looks troubled. He looks like he's hurting. And I know his players certainly were too. So, well, we hope for better outcomes in the WBIT as they get underway. What happened to the IU team? They didn't make the NCAA tournament, but I hadn't heard if they turned down the NIT invitation. There was conjecture over the weekend that they were going to do that, but I didn't see the end of that story. If somebody knows, tell me. WMUN@woofboom.com is the email address. WMUN@woofboom.com. You can also call us, too. We have a plain old telephone system. It's called the POTS system. And it's calling me a name this morning, as a matter of fact, but that's a whole different story. We have Sean Mattingly aware of that situation. It's an inside story. Stand by 8:45 this morning. I invited guest in studio, one half of the broadcast team for our Saturday morning show called Page Turners, the Broadcast Book Club. It is Thomas coming in to tell us about a big guest they have coming up for this Saturday's program. That and more to come in a moment on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code 2PROS. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code 2PROS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the talk of Muncie. The new WMUN. Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Tomorrow morning at this time, I am told by Kendrick Shadowin that he has secured a chicken for me to interview at the Farm Festival. You know, I have milked a cow on the radio before. I have. Should I tell the story now? Q92, Little Falls, Minnesota, entertaining and informing, the home of Polka World Today with Gene Retka. You know of Gene Retka and the Flatfoot Band. Gene, uncle, is also personal friends, at least that's what he says, of Eddie Blazonczyk. Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones. Perhaps you've heard of the Grammy-winning polka band. Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones. Go ahead and try and spell that. Ask your phone. It probably doesn't even know. No, I bet it would. I bet it actually would. AI. Anyway, so what was I supposed to talk about now? I forgot. Oh, gosh. Here we go. Fox News has been reporting, as really everybody has, that, that guy named Pence, you know, Mike, who used to be the Veep, who used to be the governor of the great state of Indiana, apparently is not really close to the former president so much anymore, even as a very public rift exists between the former prez and his Veep. They may be close on a key campaign issue, okay? Fox's Grinnell Scott explains all that.
Former Vice President Mike Pence on CBS Face the Nation said he won't endorse former President Donald Trump, but would like to see him settle on an abortion ban timeline.
I'd like to see our nominee endorse a minimum 15-week ban.
According to multiple reports, the former president has privately discussed a 16-week ban and added Sunday on Fox's Media Buzz with Howard Kurtz.
I think you have to have... you have to have the three exceptions.
He means allowing abortion in cases of rape, incest, and to save the mother's life. Former President Trump says he will officially decide his stance soon. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
WMUN, live on the radio, 8 to 9 a.m. every day on 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m., and on Mama's Alexa device there. Hi, Mom. In Minnesota, I see Rockford, Illinois is on, too. I still want to know who you are. Tell me who you are. I won't disclose it. WMUN at woofboom.com. Emily, if you could step outside of your studio and tell Thomas, who's in the green room, that I'll invite him into the room in just a second, I'd appreciate you. 834 on WMUN. This is Delaware County Today. Home of the Mid-American Conference champion gymnasts. The Mid-American Conference championship secured yesterday on a senior day win, as I mentioned, over Eastern Michigan. Guests tomorrow morning, including the gymnast, will be with me and apparently these chickens at the Farm Fest at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Tonsorial. Tonsorial is the word of the day. I'm going to make Thomas use that in a sentence when I have him into the studio in just a little bit. Can we go to the snapshot? I think I want to do that now instead. Let's just get a little lighter side of news. A snapshot of our day today on WMUN.
It's March 18th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Sloppy Joe Day. I'm sure we all remember this sandwich from our childhood as a staple from the school cafeteria. The origins of this sandwich are a bit hazy, but it's believed to have been created in Cuba before finding a permanent home at a deli in South Orange, New Jersey, which shared this meal's unique blend of onions, tomato sauce, ground beef, and other spices to the masses where it was an instant hit. Everyone can put their unique spin on this very basic recipe, so feel free to get creative. And remember, it's called sloppy for a reason, so make sure to have extra napkins on hand. Also on this date, in 2020, the border between the U.S. and Canada was closed in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau both agreed to shut down all non-essential travel. The border would remain closed until it was reopened in November 2021. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On Delaware County today, WMUN, it's 836. It's cold out there. Hard freeze this morning. Meteorologist for WMUN, Paul Poteet, says we're going to have another hard freeze tomorrow. Those dopey flowers that came up in our backyard, I think it's curtains. We didn't cover them last night. It was too cold to go outside and put a sheet over the top of them. I know I was supposed to do that, but I'm a lazy dude. It's Monday, so today we have our regular 9 a.m. and 9:30 shows. At 9 a.m., it's the 765businessjournal.com show. Our guest will be Judd Fisher from the Ball Brothers Foundation, live in studio. And then at 9:30, it's the award-winning Hall of Famer Dr. Joe Moshevitz as the host of all kinds of people. Heather Troop? Ah, nailed it. That's the guest name that I've pretty much blown, I don't know, 16 times in promoting it in the past week or so. Steve Lindell, full disclosure, tomorrow, the Delaware County Farm Fest, day one of the two at the fairgrounds in Muncie. Here's the rundown, and we'll talk more about it, much more about it tomorrow when we're there with the chickens and the cows and the horses. There's animals there, lots of animals, or as I like to say when I was a kid, aminals. It's called Down on the Farm Fun at the fairgrounds. Exhibits are open from 8:30 in the morning until 8 at night on Tuesday, and then 8:30 to 7 on Wednesday. Not that we're focused on the food. However, there's biscuits and gravy for breakfast both days. There's lunch both days. There's dinner both days. That is for a charge. Not a lot, by the way. It's very reasonable. It's delicious homemade food. Everything else is basically free. In fact, admission, parking, everything is free, free, free. The only thing that costs is the food. Or if you attend the auction or buy from the farm-related vendors, and that is certainly encouraged. That's one of those lift-up local presented by Magna kind of a deals. Thank you very kindly. All right, now let's go to the other tournament. We've mentioned the, what's the acronym? Hold on a second. The one that Ball State women are in. Hold on. It's the WBIT? I can't remember. I'll get back to that in a second. It's probably right in front of me. You know, the big one, the NCAA Big Dance, the brackets are set.
Defending national champion Connecticut is the overall number one seed. The Huskies open play in the East region Friday against Stetson. Despite a 28-point loss to Iowa State in the Big 12 tournament, Houston became a one seed in the South region. The Cougars are a top seed for the first time in 41 years. Purdue is number one in the Midwest region. The Boilermakers come off an overtime loss to Wisconsin in the Big Ten tourney. After dropping the ACC championship game to NC State, North Carolina picked up the top seed in the West. The Big 12 and the SEC each placed eight teams in the field. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Now back to Ball State's women's basketball team. It is the NCAA WBIT. That's a lot of letters. The NCAA WBIT. Belmont will be in town at Worthen Arena Thursday, game time to be announced, and I'm hoping Coach Brady Selle and the ladies will squash them. Just squash and show everybody. Why didn't they invite us into that other tournament? Well, we'll show you. Thank you very much. All right. So, by the way, on the big dance, I don't know this, and I'm not sure if I can confirm it or not, but I think there is a somewhat legal or not bracketology contest within our midst here at Wolf Boom Radio and WMUN. I'm not sure if that's allowed or not within the bounds of lawyers and stuff. But Jay Garrison is the one to blame if anybody asks. WMUN weather. When I was coming in this morning, I was shaking my head at like 3:30. There were snow showers on my car. Oh, man. So the high today, if you call it that, is 37 blistering degrees. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be 25 first thing. And then the high will be 52, though the wind's going to blow like 100 miles an hour. I'm exaggerating just a little bit, but it's going to be really, really windy. So it won't feel like 52 tomorrow because the winds are going to make it feel colder. All right, stand by. Next, we are going to preview one of our many locally produced shows. This one airs Saturday, 8 to 8:30. It's called Page Turners, the Broadcast Book Club. One half of the host is here to talk about a good get that they have for this Saturday show. That's next on WMUN.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now is a great time to sit down and assess your credit card bills. Hi, this is Julie with First County Federal Credit Union. Interest rates have been rising, so that means the interest rates on your credit cards are up too. Take a look at your rate on your next statement and then compare it to our rate of 12.9% APR. We could probably save you half of what you are paying in interest, which means more goes to principal. Call us or apply online at firstcountyfcu.org.
APR is annual percentage rate. Member NCUA.
The YMCA of Muncie invites you to join them for their annual Good Friday breakfast on March 29th at Horizon Convention Center at 7:30 a.m. Paralympic archer Jonathan Mize from Yorktown will be the guest speaker as he shares his faith journey with the community. This free event is open to the community and will include music, a breakfast buffet, and more. To register, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448. Again, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448.
Oftentimes, when electrical issues in your home happen, you may try to do it yourself. Then, this happens. Yeah, leave it to the professionals.
Schwerer Electric Company services your home's electrical unit, lighting, surge protection, and more. And they say thank you to East Central Indiana for supporting Schwerer Electric for 20 years now. They're not stopping here. Schwerer Electric, their service will shock you.
At Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club, winter is the time to bundle up. Why don't you bundle up at Mulligan's, where they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Specials every month and your favorite teams on their multiple TVs. Pizza, smash burgers, and appetizers for the whole family. Visit Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club
for your next meal.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Frequent listener of the program is Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief, MuncieJournal.com. He just texted me a moment ago, and I quote, "Earlier this morning, I was listening to some Rush. My favorite cut is Tom Sorial." No, I'm reading it. It's literally verbatim. Tom Sorial. S-A-W-Y-E-R-I-A-L. Do you think that's a voice-to-text thing, or do you think he's making a joke that I don't get? Because that's easy to go over my head.
I don't know. I want to know.
Well, maybe we can get him in here. Can you book him as a guest? Emily's thinking, well, I don't know if I can get him. He's a tough get. Now, let's talk about the great get that you got. This is the program called Page Turners, the Broadcast Book Club. It's 8 to 8:30 a.m. Saturday mornings. Hosted by Cam and TC. This is the aforementioned TC. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hello, Steve. I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm great. We're going to get to your name in a second. I have a couple of questions related to, you know, the show's title and all that. But first, who is this get that you have this Saturday?
I am excited to announce that we got actor, author, musician Bill Moseley on our show this weekend.
Bill Moseley, for those that don't know, tell us.
For those who don't know, he's mostly known for his acting in the horror film genre. However, he is also in some family-friendly movies such as Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, Pink Cadillac with Clint Eastwood, and Pre-Hysteria 3.
All right. How did you get this guy, or can you say?
I can say.
Okay.
So when Page Turner started roughly a year ago, I reached out to his agent. I said, I know Bill has a comic book. We would love to have him on. At the time, she said no. We just weren't big enough yet. She wants more exposure for him.
Okay.
She said, but don't hesitate to reach out when you think you're at a good point of growth.
Okay.
So I reached out a couple months ago. I let her know that we've been getting some New York Times bestsellers on. We've been getting some really good, even local people on. And she was very impressed, and she said yes this time. And here we are. We got him on. We had a great conversation, and I'm excited to share that with the world.
Everybody gets to hear it this Saturday morning,
yep.
8 to 8:30 every Saturday. Once the show airs, it's then, like everything else now, podcast and available to replay or save, share, and all that. And that all happens on our website, WMUNMuncie.com. So let me ask you this. The program is called Page Turners, the Broadcast Book Club. That is very, very straightforward.
Yep.
The host, Cam, is short for Camille, and I get that too. I'm doing great so far. I just realized this morning, because I know what your real name is, your first and last name, that it's and TC, not
TP.
Oh,
so
I see what you're doing there.
I didn't want it to be Cam and TP, as in Thomas Peake. I wanted it to be Cam and TC, as in Thomas Carl, my middle name.
Okay. All right. Good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it
a
lot.
I just didn't want all the memes and the jokes. And
oh, Mike Rhodes would have been incessant with that.
Yep.
He would have had a a heyday with that. With regards to TP, have you ever used a bidet?
Never.
No, I'm afraid. I'm very afraid.
Me too.
About that before. The highfalutin bidets that we have here in our building.
Yep.
Jay Chapman provides those to us, and I think maybe we were supposed to save some money on TP, because that's what a bidet is supposed to do.
Is today the day we both try it?
Are you going to go Facebook Live, or what? How are you going to do it?
I'll check into the bathroom.
Just like me? All right, very good. So anything else you wanted to cover about your guest for this Saturday?
Nope. I think everybody should tune in. And if you don't tune in, obviously, it is available to stream later that morning.
All right. Thomas, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
It happens all the time. Next up here on our list, earmarks, sometimes and a lot of times with little or nothing to do with the project they are assigned to.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby, 6,628. That's how many earmarks and pork projects are tucked into the $467 billion minibus spending bill, which lawmakers recently passed to avert a partial government shutdown. Both parties laid off earmarks some years ago after public outcry. Earmarks in the minibus spending bill totaled $12.7 billion. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer secured $1 million for an environmental justice center in New York City. And you don't even have to be a current member to get an earmark. You could be retired or dead. Late Democratic California Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away in September, yet she's linked to earmarks for 265 projects in the Golden State before she died. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called earmarks, quote, cocaine, adding that, quote, they're addictive for politicians. However, lawmakers did cancel one earmark, $1 million for an LGBTQ community center in Pennsylvania. It allegedly hosted BDSM parties. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And WMUN's Delaware County Today, Steve Lindell hosting as usual with the next item here, a House call for health, another March Awareness Month.
This is House Call for Health. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. The Brain Injury Association of America has a new awareness campaign for this year. It's called the My Brain Injury Journey, aimed at starting a larger conversation about lesser-known aspects of injury, while helping to empower survivors and their loved ones to share their own stories about life after a brain injury. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a traumatic brain injury, or a TBI, can be caused by a blow, bump, or jolt to the head, or a penetrating injury like a gunshot. It can be a major cause of death and disability, and there are certain groups who are more likely to be affected. They include racial and ethnic minorities, service members and veterans, people who experience homelessness, people who are in correctional and detention facilities, and survivors of intimate partner violence. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, welcome in Kansas, listening on the Alexa stream this morning. Pacer people, Danny and everybody, listen to the game tonight. 6:30 is airtime. The Pacers are on the radio. There's also games on the 20th, the 22nd, the 24th, and a bunch more to come. Wapahani still in it to win it. If you missed the story from, well, they closed them out when we had it live on the radio over the weekend. Wapahani advances to the state finals. Delta did not, and Liberty Christian, the other team we were following on our Wolf Boom Radio, Zach Johnson did that one on Oldies 101 Radio Sports. They fell in their championship game as well, same as Delta. Now, remember, and this is different than it has been, the state finals will not be this coming Saturday. They will be the following Saturday because there's this little first round of the NCAA basketball tournament that plays at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and apparently they can't do multiple things at the same time. You know, there's one beautiful basketball court there. All right, final item for today, another cop done good story.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer going above and beyond the call of duty to help a homeless man in Georgia makes today's Dean's List. A video that caught the kindness of Sergeant Todd Heller is being shared all over social media. It starts with Sergeant Heller coming up to a man holding a sign that says, "Waiting on a blessing." The officer asked the man if he wanted a blanket, since it was cold that night. He then stretched out his hand and asked if the man wanted to come into his patrol car to keep warm. And then Sergeant Heller asked if they could take a ride to Walmart, since the weather forecast showed the temperature going into the teens that night and he wanted to help him stay warm. Sergeant Heller spent over $150 to purchase warmer clothes, a sleeping bag, and some socks for the man. He then asked if he needed any food, to which the man replied, "Thank you, you did enough for me." Sergeant Heller then said he hoped his help was a blessing, just like the sign he was holding had asked when they first met. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Thank you, Janice. WMUN. Word of the day, tonsorial. Ron's Barber Shop provides tonsorial services. See, Not a sponsor, but could be and maybe should be. They're on, I believe, Tillotson in Muncie, a real place. Tonsorial is of or relating to a barber or the work of a barber. I didn't know that. I thought that was about my throat when I saw the word tonsorial. That'll do it. From the WMUN Word of the Day calendar provided by Pat Lindell, my brother. Also not a sponsor, but I suppose he could be. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center. Great job again this morning. I'm Steve Lindell. Tomorrow, live from the Farm Fest at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Muncie. I believe we'll interview a chicken. I don't want to overpromise. That's tomorrow morning on WMUN.